The Triune God, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Here at the Tornio Summer Services, we are having the last day. Let us give thanks and pray. Holy and righteous God, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have been able here at these summer services hear your living word. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for your blessings for these services which you have given to us for these summer services. We ask for this last service day your blessing. Let your word echo through your weak servants. Dear Father, open your word to your servants of the word. Open the hearts of the listeners so that they could believe this message of joy of your word. Call through grace and mercy all and any people who are on the outside of this kingdom. Give to them power to repent of their sins and follow your beloved Son in the way that he shows towards heaven. We have gathered here together on this last service day. Dear Father, we have many reasons to say thank you. Thank you for this gift of faith that we are able to personally own. We thank you for your kingdom where we now live and are gathered. Thank you for our wives and husbands, for our families, and our brothers and sisters, and our friends, and our home Zions, and all the time that we are able to spend together. These you have given to us as gifts. And this morning, we have the biggest reason to give thanks for your Son. You, through your Son, you have prepared this gift of righteousness, which is the only righteousness that is acceptable to you. For this we give our greatest thanks. You are my rock and my safe place. You lead me, for you are my God. Many believing people ask the children of God to pray on their behalf, that they could keep their faith and not lose it, that they could believe freely, and that members in their families could find the grace of repentance and could return to your grace. Believing parents ask for prayers that their children could keep their childhood faith and not lose it, so that they could meet their little brother in heaven. One father asks for prayers on behalf of his relatives and neighbors that they could find the grace of repentance. Also, a friend in a hospice. Father, we ask for prayers from the children of God that God would bless their lives through difficult choices, and that a spouse could get grace of repentance and come home and live with the children and the family, and that they could remain in faith through these difficult situations. Many believers ask for prayers on behalf of loved ones who have physical or psychological diseases. Give us patience and love to raise our children. One sister asks for prayers that she could heal from her disease, that she also prayers on behalf of families with problems that they could heal. One mother asks for prayers on behalf of her child that she could get help and heal from traumatic experiences. One sister asks for prayers on behalf of herself that she would remain in faith until the end and could let go of bitterness. Also, the saints who once traveled with burdens, they traveled in the security of the Lord. When trials are part of our life, the Lord Himself is with us. Dear God, give to us power and strength and trust so that we could believe that the grace of God is sufficient even in the middle of difficult situations. One widow asks for prayers that she could remain in faith and that she could find a companion and friends. One believing family asks for prayers that they could get help with financial problems, that work could be found and the family could find believing friends. Many families ask that God would bless their lives. One sister asks for prayers that relationships within the family could heal and that relatives could find the grace of repentance. A single mother asks for prayers on behalf of her special needs child, also that she would know and learn how to raise this child in the right way, and that the child could heal from depression and dependency. A sister asks for prayers for her father, that he could become free from the use of chemicals. A family thanks for this chance to ask for prayers and that the Heavenly Father has heard the family's prayers concerning their very ill mother. I call to you for help, God, and you answer me. Hear me. Hear what I say to you. Show me your incredible goodness. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, I would like to read so that we could examine this familiar text portion from the Bible, from the book of St. John, chapter 15, and verses 1 to 8. In Jesus' name, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Amen. This familiar text from the Word of God is for us, as we well remember, a part of the farewell speech. This text takes us to a time and place when Jesus had spent time with his own. They had held communion, and they had been able to be together. There before the teaching of Jesus. Judas, who had betrayed Jesus, had went away, and there was a small group of people with Jesus. And Jesus, when he traveled, he taught. And they were making journey towards Gethsemane, where Jesus was arrested and his trial began. This text tells us and teaches to us how Jesus, on that journey, I think that he must have seen this vineyard and was inspired to speak with this parable of the vineyard. We remember how when Jesus taught, he used these parables. Children and young people who have woken up this morning, you remember that there are familiar parables. The Bible tells many parables of Jesus. You remember the parable of the Good Shepherd, the parable of the lost lamb, the parable of the vineyard, the parable of the son of the king and the wedding, and the parable of the rich man and the good Samaritan, and the familiar parable of the prodigal son. Jesus spoke through these parables. He, to his own disciples, he explained to them why he uses these parables to teach. And And in the book of Luke is explained, and his disciples asked him, saying, "What might this parable be?" And he said, "Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand." He used parables so that people could see what the grace of God is. The text today began, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman." Think how Jesus describes himself as a vine, or a tree that has vines. Many of you have probably seen a tree in a vineyard. What does such a tree look like? At the bottom of the tree, there is a very strong root. And from the root, there was a very, very strong and thick trunk. And as my eyes traveled up, looking at this tree, I could see how the branches on this tree went many ways. And I could not see very strong branches. I could only see weaker branches. And these branches wrapped themselves around each other and helped to support each other. And a gardener had put support sticks under certain branches. I was thinking as I looked at this tree that Jesus selected a really good tree for this parable. When we think, dear brothers and sisters, when we think that Jesus was the only Son of God and the work that he did here on this earth, we think how he redeemed and fulfilled the will of the Father. And as we know, he opened to us the way, the only way to eternal life in heaven. And when we think, dear brothers and sisters, how this living tree can be a part of us, and each one of us is a branch on this living tree, it is wonderful to be living the life of a child of God in this tree. When I looked at this tree and I could see how some branches needed support, some branches grabbed onto other branches, and I realized how beautiful this kingdom of God is. As we know, here in the kingdom of God, each one of us needs support from others. We need support from friends so that we can feel united and part of this kingdom of God. And we experience this feeling of being united. In the Sermon on the Mount and in the message of the farewell speech, of which our text is a part, here we are shown how the Father and the Son are one, and how important it is that we are a branch on this tree. When Jesus said in his sermon on that mountain, "Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be given to you." We can see how precious and beloved this kingdom of God is. It is so important to find this kingdom here in our lifetime. This text brings us to take a look at the kingdom of God. For this parable that Jesus explained, it comes very close and it explains how the kingdom of God, a person can find it. And here in this text it said, "Seek first the kingdom of God." This parable tells us, and our original text says, that my Father is the husbandman, the gardener. When Jesus tells that his Father is the husbandman or gardener, and we know who the Father is, it is the Heavenly Father that we have in heaven. And his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the living tree. And you, brother and sister, you are branches on this tree. And you can gain power and strength for your faith. And you have been baptized and united to the Heavenly Father. And from the root of this tree, you can use and gain and collect power through this trunk of this tree and get power into your branch of this tree. And through this connection and unity, you can feel what is the grace of God. When we think of how beautifully Jesus describes the safe portion of a child of God, we can be joyful and happy that we this morning are his children. Here, this text continues and says, "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that bears fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit." This text tells us about three kinds of branches. The first branch is a branch that is living and carried much fruit. The second branch was a lush branch that did not bring forth any fruit, and the third branch was a dried up branch that the gardener had to cut away. You, dear brother and sister, may think, what kind of branch am I in this tree? Am I a living branch that brings forth much fruit? Am I a lush-looking branch that bears no fruit, that has no fruit, and the kind that the gardener must care for so that it could bring forth good fruit? I I from my heart turn to the Heavenly Father and ask that you would not be a dead branch, that you could be living and united and connected to this living tree. I know that they're listening through the radio or the internet, listening to this sermon. There are friends and people listening who are not a part of this living tree. I encourage you, dear listener, open your heart to believe. Believe your unbelief and all other sins forgiven in the name and blood of the Lord Jesus. And come in and become a part of this living tree and into the kingdom of God, and come to own peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. In this way, your branch could be connected to this living tree by the gardener in heaven. And if here at these morning services, or walking around the field here, if we have any branches that are lush looking but need the care of the Heavenly Gardener, I encourage you, open up your heart and let the power of the gospel cleanse your heart so that you can with joy look at your portion as a child of God. Believe all of your sins and doubts forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. You have permission to believe. We have permission to believe our sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, dear brothers and sisters, even here at these morning services, we have permission to believe our sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. Believe, dear brothers and sisters, all sins forgiven, because when God can care for our faith with the power of this gospel, this way we can remain living branches on this beloved tree. And when I think of this message, Jesus said, "Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." And Jesus brings us to see that moment when he was with his own disciples. He was able to wash the feet of his disciples. And Peter, who was quick to speak and do, he said that he would like Jesus to cleanse his entire body. And Jesus said, "It is enough if the feet are clean." And so Peter accepted this. And then Jesus said, "Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." This we can now own unto our own heart. For the gospel, when we allow it to, and it will clean our hearts, then we are clean and acceptable to heaven. This text continues, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me." This text brings to us, clearly shows us the central significance of the kingdom of God. This text tells us why the kingdom of God is so precious and important to us. When Jesus says, "Stay in me, abide in me, and I will stay in you and abide in you," then we know where the living Lord Jesus lives. He lives in the middle of his kingdom. He is there where two or three people are gathered and speaking in his name. He has promised to be there, present. Dear brothers and sisters, we are now living the last day of these Tornio summer services. We have been able to be happy and joyful as we have seen how God has strengthened our faith and given us power. Through the power of the gospel, He has been able to cleanse our hearts. And I encourage you, dear brothers and sisters, that when we go home to our home congregations, that we would go there to the services of our own congregation, and we would open our hearts there also to hear what the Word of God says through the servants, that unnecessary obstacles could be removed and we would have our hearts cleansed and be refreshed, because there is power in the gospel and in His Word lies the power. And He speaks to us in the middle of His kingdom. This unity being part of this kingdom, this is important for a child of God. Dear young people, dear children of God, who maybe are just waking up out there in those tents and caravans, some of you perhaps have left or are working. I encourage even you, go to the services of the children of God and open your heart so that God could take care of your heart there too. And I encourage you, brothers and sisters, all, that we all would open our heart to accept and take aboard all that which the Word of God would give and the power from the gospel. We look at this text, the last verses, where it says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." What are these fruits that Jesus talks about? Paul writes in the book to the Galatians, He says, he says about the fruit of the Spirit, the first fruit is love. Then he talks about joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. These are listed here in the book to the Galatians chapter 5 in verse 22. Imagine what kind of fruit did Paul write about? What was the first fruit? The first fruit listed is love. That love could be seen within us. We should have love between each other, in our families, in this kingdom, in our work lives, and in our free time. Love that is produced through faith. And this is the first. This is the first and most important of the fruit. Dear brothers and sisters, what does it mean to be a part of this vine or tree? It means, dear brothers and sisters, we will one day go and see the Father and the Son face to face. We will reach this destination. God has created us for heaven, and His wish is that we would travel as His children. For this reason, dear brother and sister, being a part of this tree holds in it the promise of eternal life, eternal blessing. God has promised to bless obedient children. You remember from the Bible, how the travelers of the Old Testament were blessed. So you too, brother and sister, in your life, you will see how God richly blesses your life when you wish to travel is a part of this living tree, and travel is a child of God, and one day you will reach that eternal home and get that crown, and you will hear the voice of Jesus saying, "Come, you blessed of my Father." For this reason, we are here traveling before the Word of God in the care of God. For this reason, I encourage you, brother and sister, this morning, believe even the last doubts and temptations and sins forgiven. In the name and blood of Jesus. In the name and blood of Jesus, all sins are forgiven. We have permission to let our hearts rise unto peace, joy, and happiness. In Jesus' name and blood, dear brothers and sisters, believe all your sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. We have permission to believe this. All sins and doubts are forgiven unto peace, freedom, and joy. strengthen your heart over and over before the Word of God, that God can care for us and carry us towards the destination in heaven. And in this security and in this care, we can continue traveling. I encourage you. Dear mother and father, who perhaps is there in the midst of the children, sometimes perhaps you are feeling that you have been so busy at these services with the children that you haven't had time to listen. Lift up your heart too to believe all your sins and doubts forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. And in this way, you can take the power from the grace and love of God to your heart. And I, too, would like to believe my sins forgiven and remain in the security of this gospel. Can I believe my sins forgiven? I wish to believe with you, dear brothers and sisters, together with you, and so we will remain blessed in the care of His Word. In Jesus' name, Amen.